Blog Talk Radio.
That song because for the last shows, every time I tried to play the whole thing, I couldn't play it because of whatever was going on. So that's the whole song, 1999 by Prince, and it's no better way to start up the new year, 2016. But welcome to Ignite at Night, everybody. My name is Shalia.
Hey, everyone. My name is Vanessa.
Here we are, the Innovation Crew. Before we do anything, I just want to say rest in peace to the most beloved Natalie King Cole. Vanessa, did you know she's related to us?
What are you talking about?
No, seriously, she is. Seriously. I'm not joking about this.
How?
She actually... I forgot, what did my grandma say? Her granddad is... seriously, I know I joke about a lot of things, but I'm so serious about this one. She's actually related. It's so weird. I never met her or anything, but she is. But, yeah. And yeah. So a lot of celebrities have given out their condolences to her, including Patti LaBelle, Indy Irie, Vivica A. Fox, Tony Bennett, Shalia Holloman. Just so many celebrities have been giving their condolences, and so her should have a blessing. Yeah. So guys, we have some. First of all, how was your holiday, Vanessa?
Well, this break has been quite a thing. It's been okay. I just haven't really done anything. But it was okay. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. It was good. How was your break?
It was good. I'm going to make it the best because I've been putting a lot of work in. I've enjoyed so much doing those Christmas shows. Y'all don't understand. That was really fun. I loved it. So, yeah, I had so much fun. And so we have some great new segments, you guys. We're starting next week, Tuesdays. I'm going to start doing Testimony Tuesdays, where it's just straight up inspiration and motivation to get you through the rest of the week. And going to have some special guests, you know, give their testimonies about how they got through situations. And it's going to be fun. And also, today on the show, we're going to give you guys our New Year's resolutions. And I know some of you, most of you listening, let's be real. You make the New Year's resolution, then about probably less than 2 weeks later, you just give up on it and you go back to your regular habit. Well, I'm going to give you some tips on how to keep those New Year's resolutions and achieve your goals this year. And we're going to share you guys some of ours, by the way. So anyway, box office this week, number one is Star Wars The Force Awakens. It made $88 million this weekend. That is amazing. Isn't that so amazing how it just, like, it's been released for a long time, but it's making so much money. That's great, isn't it? Like, seriously, $88 million? Vanessa, can you hear me clearly? Uh-oh. Well,
yes,
Vanessa,
can
you hear me
clearly?
You could.
Yes,
you could,
but I was
going to
say, I didn't hang up on you. My phone, I don't know what happened. But what I was going to say is the Star Wars, I wasn't really interested. I didn't go see it or anything because I haven't seen one episode of the Star Wars trilogy because it just seemed lame. Like, I don't know. It just seemed like nerd stuff. So I just never went at, I don't know. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff.
And you know what else? I've actually never, I never seen the old Star Wars. But me and my mom, you know how we do. We movie hop all the time. We always do a five for one. You know what I mean? So we actually saw the Star Wars, and it was actually pretty. It was actually better than I thought. Because I never, like, literally my first time seeing Star Wars, and I'm not too much into the sci-fi stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I did go and see this movie, and it was actually pretty good, and I was, like, excited. I was like, this is good. This is what I think about. I heard that the first ones were boring, though. My sister said she couldn't get through it, like it was bad. So, I don't know.
Really? Well, I guess you just have to be into that type of stuff, but I don't know. I just can't see myself going to see that.
But it was actually good. It was cute. It's like one of those movies that's cute but weird and just, if y'all saw it, y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's definitely not shying away from the box office. It's now up to, it hit the billion dollar mark. It is less than $500 million away from being $2 billion, son. This is already number six on the highest grossing movies of all time, so it is doing its thing.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'm actually not shocked. People love stuff like this. And you know what?
Yeah.
More than likely, it's going to go. I know it's going to go up because people are still going out and see it. I mean, it just made $88 million, and it's been out. So, you know what I mean? It's going to keep going.
Yeah.
My
theory
is that it's going to replace Jurassic World. Jurassic World is number three now for the highest grossing movies of all time. More than likely, I'm positive Star Wars is going to be number three. And then it's going to be, like, behind, you know, the highest grossing movies ever. Number one is Avatar. Number two is Titanic. Those have over $2 billion. So I think Star Wars would be number
three. I don't know. Why was Avatar, what? That movie was not that good. Like, I don't understand it at all. It was not that good. I don't know if it was just me. I liked it, but it wasn't like $2 billion good. Like, no.
I mean, but you got to think about what people want. People like that crazy fiction, you know what I'm talking about? That non-woke stuff.
I guess, but I'm just saying, like, geez, it was lame.
You know what is so cool, and I can relate. They said that was about, you know how like they feel like how white people take over black people stuff, like, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Zoe Saldana, it was the people playing the blue people. They were actually black people, and so when you put the dots together, you're like, that's very interesting. And it's almost like, you know,
I
cannot do is when the white people over here be saying black people go back to Africa. Like, y'all took the Native American land. Like, y'all go back to Europe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The people. So, that's what that reminds me of. But, anyway, number two, Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. That seemed pretty good. I wish I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie either, but it seemed like it was going to be funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Is Will Ferrell funny? Because I've never seen his stuff. I hear he's funny.
Will Ferrell is hilarious. Like, he is so funny. You didn't even say that movie with him and Kevin Hart.
No, Kevin Hart's not funny to me either.
The Door.
Look, the only person, I'm
I'll
so serious. There's only
you.
A few people I laugh at their stuff. A few people. And that's like Dave Chappelle. He's
you
really
laugh
funny.
At your own jokes, so you already know you have bad taste.
I think I'm lame, but you ever met somebody who's like who tries to be funny, but it's not funny, but it's so stupid it makes it funny, like, you know.
Hey, Sylvia, I have
you
met you.
Like, when you were so funny. What, Jordan? Where did you even come from? Like, he just a go for the rest of the time. But
I was getting scared. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, like, who just called in? But, yeah, so it's at a total of $150 million now. And number three is The Hateful Eight. It made $16 million, which makes a total to $9 million. And this is good for a movie. You know, it's not even released everywhere yet. Like,
yeah, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, it's what, like, Channing Tatum, Samuel Jackson has a good cast, but it's, like, it's a limited release. Is that a dog barking? Oh, my God. Yeah, and it stops. But yeah, so that'll be good when it comes out. It comes out, I think, January 8th when Leonardo DiCaprio's movie comes out. Have some more great news coming up with Leonardo DiCaprio. But first, Vanessa, tell us what's going on in this world.
Okay, so in this crazy world that we live in today, so you know, New Year's Eve was just a few days ago, right? So there was this pastor, you know, doing his typical sermon, you know, bringing in the new year well or whatever. So it was almost about to be closing, like he's about to close out his sermon. Then this guy walked in. He had a gun in one hand and his ammunition in the other hand. He was about to shoot the place up and all that other stuff. But then the pastor started preaching to him, and he said he felt Jesus. And the pastor came, took the weapons, took the ammunition, everything. They were praying together. They were preaching. And, you know, everything turned out fine. He didn't do anything. He apologized to the church, the pastor, and everybody else, you know. The police were still called because he scared everybody, but they're trying to get him psychological help because he just had came out of jail. But everything was going good for him. He came out of jail. He got a job. He has a wife. Everything was going good, but I don't know. I just think that was very weird. What do you guys think about this story?
I think it shows the power of the Lord, and that is true. And I said this from the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, y'all know the false white guy that shot up the church?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
I
heard about that.
And it's sad. Well, I'm sure everybody did. It was everywhere. But I said this a long time ago. I feel like one day, I don't know how soon, but it's so sad that happened, but I do feel like God will use him. Like, I don't know if you want to read the Bible or not. The Bible man named Paul, he was like, like throwing people of God in jail and just saying bad things and all this stuff. But he ended up, you know, God changed him. Well, yeah, like his heart, and he ended up preaching the word of God to the same people he was saying bad things about God too. So I feel like that's what happened with this white boy. It's so tragic, but I feel like who shot up the church preached about God and stuff. Like, that is one of the biggest testimonies of all time. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. I think it was set up.
We're not going to get into that. I just feel, you know, y'all know Jordan always has some crazy little theories.
Okay, so Jordan, what do you think about all of this? Because the pastor said they were literally preaching about all the gun violence that was going on in their community at that time, that they were going to leave that in 2015, and then the gunman, as soon as they were doing all that, yes, he just came in with a gun and all that other stuff, and he talked to him, and the guy became a man of God that same night. And all that stuff. So he's going to continue going to the church and continue seeking help. What do you think?
He can answer, but I think that was a setup. So how are you going to talk about guns? How are you going to talk about guns? Somebody come in with a gun in the other hand.
Why didn't you have God? You don't know how God, I'm telling you, God works in mysterious ways. They always I mean, it's the same thing. You go to church and you're going through something, and then when you get there, the preacher is preaching exactly about what you're going through, and that's happening
multiple times. Yes, and it just feels and it feels like the pastor is talking exactly to you, like he's just looking you in the eyes, telling you, "Girl, you know you need to do this and this and this." It that happens to me all the time. I'm just like, okay.
And he's gonna have a big testimony.
Sometimes churches, sometimes I feel like church, when church, they be judging folks and stuff.
They do, but it depends on the church that you go to, because people are like that. It doesn't matter where you're at, but not everybody that say they're Christian are actually Christian, so you can't really use a few bad apples to spoil the bunch, you know?
Yeah, it's people like that, but everybody, you know, everybody got sins, everybody got stuff they need to work on, so yeah, just start uplifting people instead of bringing them down. But yeah, so New Year's, you know, that's the time when midnight usually kiss your significant other if you have one, but if you're lonely like the three of us, you're just doing other stuff, but
right.
you actually care about who is hooking, guys, I'm going to tell you. Now, this one was actually very shocking to me, number one. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Can you believe that?
Really?
And you guys know it's so weird because they were engaged from May 2012 to September.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus herself, I guess. He was a girl. And he's Australian, so he didn't know how to handle that. So
really? So they're trying to get back together?
Well, they were spotted together with each other in Australia at the Fall Music Festival in Byron Bay. So, this man, I mean, she's fun. But tell you the truth, I can't see Miley being with another, like, you know, sane white guy. You know what I mean? She seems more like she needs, because, you know, she was dating Mike Will Made It. I feel like that was a perfect match.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if they're.
I don't know. I like her with that Australian guy. They're cute. I think that he's going to level her out and bring her back to where she was before with the whole Hannah Montana phase and stuff. But that whole Michael Made It thing, while she was with him, she was acting like a crazy person. Like, girl, what are you doing?
I don't know. It was fun while it lasted. Then it started to get annoying. I'm like, okay, I'm tired of you.
Yeah,
but
she was kind of doing a little too much.
But let's see what happens. That's very interesting to me. Also, some more hookups. So I guess people, they're getting over their relationship. Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, we all know what happened. And apparently she's going to have his baby.
I know. I saw that.
Oh, look, I think that would be a cute little baby. Blake's cute, cute, cute.
I know.
I'm surprised when Miranda didn't have kids. They should have kids.
Who that?
And, you know, Miranda does not care. She's not, you know, she's moved on. They've been divorced 5 months. And she's with R&B singer Anderson East now. post
but
a picture.
I mean, I feel like that's a setup because, like, 5 months, like, that is no time.
It's not. People are rabbits nowadays. They just move on. So she posted a picture
on
Instagram.
Lost. I'm lost.
Lost about
half
what?
Half of the people y'all talking about, I don't even know them. So that's why I don't get it, the conversation. That's why I'm always quiet.
I'm telling you, we don't, me and Vanessa, I don't know about you, Vanessa, but I personally don't care a fist, but for people who do care, we have to, you know, we have an audience who wants to know this stuff, and we have to give it to them. So those of them who care about this crap, we're going to tell them. Like I said, Miranda.
I mean, I wouldn't call it crap. I'm just saying, like, you know,
no,
we got to appeal to different types of audiences.
My words are wrong. But it's like, you know, getting your own relationship, but it's not crap, but it's just, who cares about other people's relationships? Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris, they parted up at New Year's. Taylor Swift was with Ruby Rose at her man Calvin Harris's gig at Omnia Nightclub at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. And guess how much Calvin Harris makes per show, y'all?
How much?
He made $400,000 per show. Not per year, but per show. So
how
one
many shows
night,
did you do?
I mean, his net worth is now $66 million. He's the highest paid DJ, like, now. And he's had that title for three years in a row. Number two is DJ David Guetta. Calvin Harris, yeah, the DJ. Like, $400,000. Baby, that is somebody. I guess, I don't know. That is like $400,000.
I mean, I know people that aren't even making that a year. Like, what?
Like, people don't make that. What, a teacher get, like, what, $40,000 a year? They don't even see that 10 years later. That's a shame. He make that night. I guess what Chris Brown said is true. I get what you get in 10 years, 2 days. They check to be high.
Right. Dang.
That
was good. That is crazy.
Celebrities need to stop talking about how much money they got and start connecting with people who ain't got it. I mean, it's like y'all bragging to us if you're worth buying a music. Like, come on now. Like, come on. I wouldn't brag about how much money I got if I was signing
and
stuff. But whatever. And Taylor Swift, doesn't she seem so fun? I
want to
party. I
want to
be Taylor Swift's friend. She seems so fun.
I mean, I don't know. She seems really nice and genuine. She doesn't seem like she's putting on a show or anything. So I guess I just want to meet her. Like, she seems really fun.
Taylor Swift also like a dare. To me, Taylor Swift like a dare. Like, she seems like a dare to me. Like, if you take Taylor Swift out to a party, and then like later on you see her wilding out on tables and stuff, that was Taylor Swift seemed to me. Like, she's friendly, but when it's time to party, she'll wild.
She don't seem like that to me.
I just feel like she'll party. Not necessarily get on the table, but I feel like if it was on the dance floor, she'd be the one that everybody would be like, hey, and she would be like jumping up and down. You know what I mean? Like that type of party. Like, I feel like she'll be like that.
Like, get the crowd hyped.
Yeah. Like, Vanessa, you remember we were at Decca, right? How that party was?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, where did
you go?
Yeah. I told you. Decca's where it's at. If you're still
you
going
go
Decca.
To that party. Whoa.
Who else? Oh, this is one. Justin Bieber, Hailey Baldwin. Okay, they're together. And
really?
Yeah, and they were claiming they were friends, but they were seeing girls kissing and stuff. Well, that's what I heard from TMZ. I wasn't there.
So did you hear? Did you hear about that whole Kendall Jenner and Justin Bieber thing, like they were secretly, you know, together, secretly, not together, but, you know, hooking up and stuff?
That's not the only person she's hooking up with, girl, and I'm going to tell you who, where, when, where, how, and why.
Girl, tell me, spill the tea.
But before I tell you that, girl, I need to tell you about how to get y'all New Year's resolutions, and hopefully I can help change some of you guys' lives, and I'd love to do that. But first, before I get into that, let's get into a jam by Justin Shanty. Why is my thing doing this?
Where it is?
I'm going to sing a little acapella first.
Yeah, I'm ready.
gonna fight fire with fire. If I'm screaming, talk quieter. Understanding and patience. Feel the pain that I'm facing. Be like serenity. Help reposition my mind. Take a chance, make a difference. Maybe you could change me.
We're going to listen to that new Tinashe Wednesday. I got that new Tinashe single.
Nobody. But anyway.
Okay. Don't disrespect Tinashe like that. I will go off on this radio show.
Whoa.
Then do it, then. I wouldn't even go off. But let's talk about this super New Year's resolution. So first, before, do you guys have any New Year's resolutions? Like, any?
No, I'm just going with the flow for this year, seeing where this year takes me. I'm not really trying to plan anything out, you know.
New Year's resolution is a waste of time, so I don't care.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I was like, I know I'm not gonna follow through on these things, so it doesn't even make any sense.
Well, you know, I call it that too. I don't usually say New Year's resolutions. I just say my goals, like. I don't even do short term and long term. I have dreams, right? Like main dreams you want to do. You have goals to get to that dream. That's how I do it. So I make goals for each year. I definitely want to be able to bring Ignite at Night Radio worldwide, which is going to do. You guys listening now, you're at the beginning. It's going to be worldwide, baby. I just flat. Number one, make sure you guys. The first step. It's to make it something you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Mute it down so you guys can hear me clearly. This is serious. So number one, whatever your goal is for this year, make it something you really want. Because you have to be passionate about it. You got to have ambition. Because if you don't care too much about something, you're not going to put your all into it. So you have to make sure this is what you really want. Check your motive, see why you want it. And make sure it's something you really want. Number two, be specific. Be specific. You can't say, yeah, just be specific. Exactly. Make it exactly what you want. And also do a time limit. If you want to, you can't make your bra say lose weight. Okay. You can say, I want to lose 5 pounds by February 10th. You know what I mean? Just make it specific. Don't be broad, say, I want to lose weight. Make it specific. Okay. Number three, and this is vitally important, write them down. Study shows that, like, in all the people that have goals, only 10% write them down. That's bad. Because when you write it down, you get a step closer to doing it. So make sure you write them down and write them down and put them in a place where you can see it. So every day, make sure you hang it up somewhere, like in your bedroom, even on the mirror in the bathroom. Goals for 2016 to make sure you achieve them. Number four. Now I'm going to ask y'all real quick. Now, have y'all ever, like, you had New Year's resolutions, but you had more than one? Like, I want to do this, I want to do that. Have y'all had that before?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay to have more than one, but don't do more than you can handle. Don't try to do six resolutions at a time, like lose weight, make more money. What else? Do my feet smell good? I don't know.
Don't do too many at one time. Just start with maybe like one or two, so you won't be overwhelmed. You know what I mean? Because if you have eight, you're going to be trying to do so much each day, but
yeah.
Don't do more than three. So just limit how many you achieve at one time. Then once you do one, cross it off the list and put another one up and slowly go like that.
And number five, most people have an iPhone, so this is benefiting. You guys make an app. Well, don't make one. Get apps that help you with your drinks. And I keep saying as weight, but it's so many more. If you want to lose weight, get apps that help you track your calories or, you know, some apps say like 6 in the morning, eat this, eat that. So find an app that's related to your goals. If you want to have something with business, get an app related to business, you know, that tells you exactly how to do this and what time you need to do it. Now, if you don't have a smartphone, or if you do, you can still do this. Here's number six. Make a daily schedule. And this is what I do. I write down what I want to achieve every day, and I make a schedule for doing it. Like, for a lot of you may go to work, or if we go to school, like from 6 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we say school, then maybe 5 o'clock, we do something related to our New Year's resolution. Well, 5 to 7, do something related to your New Year's resolution. But make a time for which you do things to make sure that you get it done. And don't try to make your don't make it a little boring where you're doing the same things every day. Just spice it up a bit, you know, change it around. But always each day, make sure you put time in your schedule that you achieve something in your New Year's resolution. So write that down. And number seven, this is great. Have an accountability partner. More than likely, you are not alone. There's so many people with resolutions, and so many people's hearts are going to be broken when they don't fall through with it. So get a friend or somebody else who has a goal, and you guys check in on each other. Have your friend Becky. Hey, Becky, did you do this today like you said you were going to do? So maybe share some of them with other people so to help each other get on track. So that's perfect. Have an accountability partner. Number eight, and this is important. This is what a lot of people don't do. If you fall, forgive yourself and get back up. It may be sometimes hard to make change, and they say it takes like 21 days to break a habit. So, you know, and sometimes we will fall. When we say we want to lose weight, we're not going to eat this, and this happened to me so many times, God knows. And I see some, you know, some pecan pie and some in the refrigerator, then I eat it, and then I feel so guilty. Make sure you forgive yourself. Forgive yourself and keep it moving. Don't stay there, because when you stay there, you're not going to finish that resolution. But make sure you just forgive yourself and keep doing it. Now, don't use that as a mistake to keep doing it, but make sure you see what you did, change, and move on. And number nine, this is like my favorite, pray, because we're not perfect, but God is, and you pray for guidance, and he will help you. So those are my nine tips on how to keep your New Year's resolution. And if you're listening, go back and keep doing it. And before I answer your question, I'm going to get into this last song, Once in a Lifetime. And I have some sad news for some of you. Well, it's not really sad, but some of you directioners won't like it. So to try to lift up your moods, I'm going to play a song by One Direction here in Once in a Lifetime.
Just right, we make no mistakes, not even a landslide or riptide could take it all away. Somehow it feels like nothing has changed. Right now my heart is beating the same out loud, someone's calling my name. It sounds like you when I close my eyes. You are by my side. bad guys in the dark night could take it all away. Somehow, feels like nothing has changed. Right now, my heart is beating the same. Out loud, someone's calling my name, and it sounds like you. When I close my
you One Direction is not only, as you said, Kendall Jenner was with Justin Bieber, she was also with Harry Styles. They were vacationing together in St. Paul, and they were spotted during Blanchard's restaurant. Is she like a homie hopper or something?
She is a car. Well, she's not a Kardashian, but you know.
I mean,
you know
they're still
they
a part
say
of
about them.
Before she was with either one of them, before she was with either one of them, she was with D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, I don't even know who that is. So let's move on.
That's a basketball player.
I'm going to tell you what party I wish I was at New Year's Eve. It was Leonardo DiCaprio's party. He threw a Gatsby style. He threw his party in St. Mark's. He had Justin Bieber there. He had Robin Thicke, and Robin Thicke was there with his girlfriend. Everybody's moving on who's broken up. She's moving on. He has a model girlfriend. MGK was there, Keenan, Coley, and Justin Bieber. He did a mini concert there before midnight. He asked the crowd to put his phones away, which I don't blame him. You don't want that capture. And Leonardo DiCaprio had a private chef on hand to cook pizza and truffle pasta until 5 a.m. That sounds like a good party. I wish I was there, but I had a better time with my family at church. Had a great time at church.
Hit-Boy and Kalani had a good party. They was turning up. Bottles,
boy.
Everything.
Well, and on New Year's, you know that guy that had all the specials. They had Dick Clark, New Year's, Rockin' E, Ryan Seacrest. Guess how much he makes for that $1 million for that one night event. One night event. He is just making it.
Gosh, Lee, you finally.